You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Maybe you got a chance to listen to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton this week as they gave their big economic speeches in Michigan. Joining us, as they do most Fridays, are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, what stood out for you in these two speeches?
I thought they were pretty standard fare, fairly predictable if you look at kind of Republican-Democratic economic platform and speeches over the years. Trump is talking about cutting taxes and regulations, and Clinton's talking more about job creation value, public investments, and infrastructure. And I think there's one exception this year. That's the issue of international trade agreements. I think they're coming under fire clearly from Trump, and Clinton is sort of on the defensive a little bit there. But other than that, I thought it was pretty standard fare, frankly.
I want to talk about those trade agreements a little bit later. But Susan, I want to get your takeaway points of the two speeches.
I think Donald Trump was able to garner a lot of goodwill after his speech to the Detroit Economic Club. I mean, for one thing, he pretty much used House Speaker Paul Ryan's platform, which is highly popular amongst Republicans and business leaders. And he also kept his cool with protesters. You know, he later squandered that with several more controversies about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama being the founders of ISIS and so on and so forth. But we've come to expect that from him. Hillary Clinton was emphasizing unions probably more than the average Democrat would, but she was in Macomb County. That's a place that Donald Trump is winning despite being down 10 points in the state. She made a commitment that she would not enact TPP if she were elected, if it kills jobs. You know, there's still some wiggle room, but clearly she sees a potential weakness there. You know, and her speech was pretty standard Democratic fare, emphasizing the middle class and child care credits that would impact everybody, not just people who frankly don't really need them, who are at more of the upper echelon.
I do want to talk about the trade agreements just a little more in depth. The one thing that Clinton and Trump agreed upon is opposition to the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. It's a reversal for Clinton, and it's out of character for a Republican. Ken, what's going on there?
Well, this is an area where Donald Trump has sort of realized the kind of angst over job losses because of trade agreements, as he would put it. Factories closing, you look at Michigan, it's happened in Michigan. And he's sort of sensed that over his campaign, and that's different than a typical Republican approach. He's criticizing these trade agreements, points out that Bill Clinton signed NAFTA. He's against the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. This is really, I think, key to his campaign in terms of sensing this angst among particularly white males.
Susan, I want to throw the tough question at you. How fair is it to blame the decline in manufacturing in Michigan or the rest of the nation on trade agreements such as the North American Free Trade Agreement?
I think that it's an easy argument to make. You know, there's a lot of frustration and anger about the declining number of manufacturing jobs in Michigan and other places, but there are myriad reasons for that. There's automation. There's the fact that we've been undercut in Michigan by non-union shops down south. You know, it's not just overseas. So I think Donald Trump discovered early on that he tapped into a vein of anger with economic populism in the Republican primary, and trade agreements, you know, are part of that. But, you know, he was really emphasizing pretty standard Republican policies of eliminating the estate tax and lowering tax rates and lowering corporate tax rates, things that Republicans in general really respond to, not the economic platform that got him here in the first place in the Republican primary.
I want to ask both of you, why do you think the candidates chose Michigan as the site for these major addresses on the economy?
Well, Michigan is, I think, part of the Midwest epicenter for the loss of manufacturing jobs. Clearly, it's hurt Michigan over time, so that's a good reason to be here. Is Michigan in play? Well, yeah, I think it is, although right now the polling indicates she has a substantial lead. You know, Trump probably has to win this state or Pennsylvania or one of these big Midwestern states that's lost a lot of these manufacturing jobs.
Susan?
Well, Donald Trump has said repeatedly that Michigan is key to his strategy for winning the presidency. And so, you know, what better place to give an economic address, especially when he needs to court the business and political elites in the Republican Party? I mean, the Detroit Economic Club is the place to go. I think Clinton's decision to quickly schedule her own stop in Michigan shows that she's not taking anything for granted. She went right to Macomb County, where she's losing, and, you know, she's not willing to cede Michigan.
Finally, there's been lots of fact-checking by media outlets on these two speeches. I'm kind of wondering, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not very true at all to 5 being sterling truth, how do you think each candidate did on the truthiness scale? Ken, let's start with you. Give us your truthiness scale for Trump and then for Clinton.
Frankly, I don't think this economic issue is going to determine much of the outcome. I think this is going to be a referendum on Donald Trump's personality.
Susan?
Well, I think fact checks show that both of them stretch the truth. I think Trump stretched it more. But in this election, I think Ken is correct. It's not going to be these policy speeches that define the election. And that's not certainly what gets most of the headlines. Where Donald Trump really runs into trouble is when he starts shooting his mouth off on Twitter and in speeches, you know, and when he, you know, called for either the assassination of Hillary Clinton or judges. I mean, that just blows any kind of truth, you know, scale out of the water. And that's what makes this race, I think, different than ones I've covered before.
Susan Demas is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Thanks to both of you for taking some time.
Thank you.
Thank you.